What's up, everyone? This is your host, Marco, and you're listening to the Pre-Dental Podcast. So, unfortunately, I did not forget about Clayton. I did just high-five myself because Clayton is back in Arkansas. So, he will be there for the next couple of weeks, but we didn't want to leave you guys hanging because we know that it's been a hot minute since we've released an episode. So, we just wanted to talk about a couple different things. So, first off, where have we been? Well, we had spring break, so Clayton and I were both out of town, and this occurred during Mardi Gras. So interestingly enough, even though Mardi Gras occurs a little bit earlier than what most spring breaks would, the state of Louisiana pretty much shuts down for that week in terms of schools and whatnot, because everyone's going to be going to the parades anyway, which I didn't know this, but there's parades actually leading up the entire month to Mardi Gras. It's a whole event. It's not just one singular day or anything like that. So we were busy with that, and then school has been insane. They've turned up the heat, really, on us as spring D1s versus fall D1s, because during the fall, they really wanted us to focus on gross anatomy, because it's a very important class, it's very high yield. But yeah, so that's kind of where we've been, and then we all know that life has been chaotic, and fun fact of the day, if you haven't seen it on our Instagram, Clayton actually got engaged. So that's what he did over his spring break. Super exciting. Go check out the post. Him and Emily are a wonderful couple. Meanwhile, I was just chilling in New York doing an externship. Definitely not as exciting as getting engaged. I mean, I do have a girlfriend, so that's great, but we're not quite there yet. But anyways, let's get to the hot topic of the day, and that is COVID-19, also known as the coronavirus. So we're going to be posting some different articles for you guys to read that are definitely important. So one of them is talking about flattening the curve. And basically what you need to know is, why do I need to stay indoors? I'm young, I'm healthy, because most of our listeners are young adults, you know, early 20s, mid 20s, and they are pretty healthy. And if you were to get the coronavirus, you probably wouldn't die from it. You know, there's definitely some isolated cases, but this is a disease that's affecting older people. But the scary thing about it is the latency period, because I believe it's around 5 days is when people start showing symptoms. So for 5 days, you carry this disease and you don't even know it because you're not showing any symptoms. And some people have the whole thing and they barely experience symptoms, which doesn't go well considering the fact that we're also in allergy season. I don't know about you guys, but pollen, especially down south, has been crazy. My whole car, it's usually white, but it looks yellow right now because of all the pollen, and it's insane. So that's showing, I guess, false positives that, you know, you think you may be asymptomatic for the coronavirus, but no, you're just experiencing allergies. But anyways, talking about flattening the curve, it basically is the idea that we don't want to overload our healthcare systems because hospitals only have so many ventilators, they only have so many beds, they only have so many doctors, et cetera, et cetera. And unfortunately, a lot of these people are going to be exposing themselves to the coronavirus because they're trying to serve patients. And apparently they're not apparently, but they're serving our country and they're doing a great service for us all. So you may be thinking, why do I have to stay home? Well, it's because you don't want to expose other people, because just because you're a young, healthy adult doesn't mean that you get this sense of entitlement that you can go out and do whatever you want. I know some states have mandated closures in certain areas. Like I know in Louisiana, gyms are closed, restaurants can only do carryouts. You can't really go to the mall or anything like that, because we're all having to do our part, because I may be carrying the coronavirus and then I come in contact with someone who is immunocompromised. You know, they may have diabetes, they may be going through chemotherapy, things like that. And then unfortunately, if I give them the coronavirus, then they're much more likely to have symptoms and become very sick and need to go to the hospital. So the more people we can prevent from going to the hospital, the better, because one, we don't want people getting sick in the first place, and two, we want to reserve the hospitals for serious issues. So if someone is having a heart attack or falls and breaks their hip, or if they are having an extreme reaction to the coronavirus, we want to make sure that there's enough doctors available and healthcare workers available in order to treat them. But if everyone gets sick at the same time, then that's not going to be the case. And then healthcare providers are going to have to pick and choose who they serve. And obviously no one wants that, because what if you don't get served? So the idea of flattening the curve is that if we can drag this bad boy out, so essentially we know that most people are probably going to get sick and infected, But if we can extend that over a long period of time versus all at once, our healthcare system can sustain. So I'm also going to be posting a TED Talk that I listened to the other day that is extremely informative as to what this whole virus is. You know, I was going to try and go into some of the details, but I think this lady that did the TED Talk is so much better at it, and she is so much more qualified than I am, that she's going to be able to walk you all through it. Because I know there's a lot of misinformation, especially on Facebook. You know, whenever times like this come up, everyone suddenly becomes a doctor. And unfortunately, they're not all doctors. And some people don't know what they're talking about. And some people are spreading just sheer misinformation that cause panic and hysteria. So listen to the professionals, always trust your sources, but definitely listen to this lady's talk. She's wonderful, she's trained, and she helps answer a lot of the basic questions. So what you can be doing right now, though, is just staying inside and doing your part. You know, I'll talk about in a little bit what tips I have for people during this coronavirus, but the one thing that you need to know right now is stay inside. Stay at your house, just self-quarantine. You know, it's crazy that 70 years ago, during World War II, 80 years ago, I guess, depending on when you're looking at the time frame, to be a hero, you were either doing manufacturing in the United States to help the war efforts, or you were fighting on the front lines, or you were a healthcare provider. And now you can literally be a hero to your country by sitting on the couch and watching Netflix all day. Literally, just by self-quarantine, social isolation, whatever they want to call it, all you have to do is sit there, and you're a hero because you're helping save the community by not spreading this. And I think some people have a hard time grasping that, because this is a biological factor that we're dealing with versus a human factor such as war or, yeah, essentially just war. But anyways, just stay inside and you get to be a hero. So another topic we wanted to discuss is what schools look like during right now. So I know that pretty much all schools have transferred to an online program at this point. Some of you may be familiar with online programs, some may not. I was very fortunate to be able to take some online classes during undergrad, which has helped me now that dental school is online. So some tips that I have for you guys is email your professors right off the bat if you have any questions about anything. If you're uncertain about what a deadline is or what you should do for a project, just email them, because this is all new for everyone. And they understand that communication can only go so far via emails and messages that they leave you on the platforms, whether that's Moodle or Blackboard, whatever it may be. And just try and get them to answer your questions, because you want to still do well in these classes. I mean, just because there's a global pandemic doesn't mean that your grades don't matter. And I hate to say that, but it's true, because if you still want to get into dental school, you still need to get good grades. Not that schools won't be understanding of this crazy time, because we're all going through it, but the better grades, the better. So talk to your professors, put all your deadlines in a planner or in your phone, and try and get them done ahead of time. Don't wait until the day of, because if it says that you have to submit it by midnight, you usually can't do anything else at that point. You can't submit it late. I know some classes, the link literally disappears. And probably the other biggest piece of advice that I can offer you all is make a schedule for yourself. So I'm not saying that you have to wake up early every day or anything, but our lives typically have so much structure. And during this chaotic period of life in the global community, there isn't a lot of structure. So say it like this. You say you're going to wake up by 10 a.m. every morning, and then you're going to have a routine, whether that's meditating and then eating breakfast and, you know, taking a shower if you shower in the mornings versus at night, whatever you need to do. But go through your morning routine and then say, okay, by 11 a.m., I am going to get on the school grind and I'm going to kick butt. So from 11 to 2 p.m., you're watching your lectures, you're getting your assignments knocked out of the way, you're putting your phone away, that way you're not checking social media and getting distracted, you're not sitting on your couch with Netflix on in the background, just really grind it out, and you'll be amazed at how productive you can be in those 3 hours or however long it takes you. And then you have the rest of the day to do whatever you want. So definitely try and add some structure to your schedule. Otherwise, you're just not going to be as productive. And for people that are wondering what dental school looks like right now, we're pretty much in the Zoom College of Dentistry. I know most schools are using Zoom for online lectures, and then clinics are shut down at LSU, and we can still go in and practice if we want, but they're trying to keep us away from the school as much as possible because they don't want us congregating, congregating in large groups. So all of that has been suspended. I know we were supposed to have a practical next week, and that's probably not going to happen. And yeah, so all of our didactic courses, though, you know, like physiology, micro, are on Zoom, and we're just doing online lectures. And then the testing is going to be a little bit different, you know, with webcams for a little bit of heightened security, and then lockdown browser on our computers. So it's probably going to extend into our summer. I know that CODA, the Coalition of Dental Accreditation, said that schools can't shorten their years just because of this. They still need to reach all their hours and whatnot. So schools are trying to compensate. But as with pretty much everything, this is uncharted waters for everyone. So we're all still trying to figure this out together. So another tip, or not tip, but topic, is that people who are taking the DAT, I know that a lot of people are freaking out because Prometric centers across the country are shut down for essentially the next month. And I know that they're going to allow you guys to reschedule for free, so don't worry about that. And then Ari is the guy who created DAT Bootcamp, and he sent a message out last night. So definitely check the Facebook groups. If you're not in them, join them. It's like DAT Bootcamp Study Group, things like that. And he sent a message out that he's going to be extending the deadlines for everyone. That way, you don't lose your subscription just because you have an extra month before you can take your DAT now. But the best thing that you can do is to keep studying. You know, it's going to be a weird time, and you know, you were so hyped because you were going to take your DAT next week, and now it's not occurring, and you feel like your life is falling apart. Well, yeah, it is a little bit scary. However, just think of it like this. Now you have an extra month to study for your DAT, and that's probably going to get you up another point or two in some different categories, which could get your academic average up. So just utilize this time, go over concepts that you weren't originally going to go over. But that's partially what I was talking about when I was saying build a schedule for yourself and structure accordingly. Say, okay, if you're doing schoolwork from 11 to 2, then take a break, and then at 2:30 till 6:30, study for the DAT. That's 4 hours a day, and you're going to crush it because that's 20 hours a week. It's like a part-time job, essentially, at that point, that you're studying for it and just really make some time, because you're probably never going to have this much free time in your life again, just because hopefully a global pandemic such as this never happens again. So some other tips that I have for you before we head out here is go get some fresh air. I know some people feel as though they have to stay in their houses, and the idea is that you don't want to go into social settings. So don't go into like a crowded Walmart or things like that. You know, just try and get your groceries delivered, or go at a time when it may not be so busy. But you can still go outside, go for a walk, take your dog for a walk if you have a dog, or just go for a jog, things like that. Like, it's not that you can't go outside, it's just that you can't be around people. You know, the CDC says that you need to stay 6 feet apart. But now is also a really important time to support small businesses, because a lot of businesses are losing reservations and losing business because people don't want to go out. But now is a great time to buy gift cards at different restaurants and whatnot, or boutiques, things like that. Now is a great time to order carry out. You know, like, you can only cook so much of your groceries, and then you're like, you know what, like, I'm going to go get some sushi, and like, support your business. You know, it's a great way to do it. And then one more thing is to clean your house and catch up on all the small stuff that you haven't had time to do. So like, you know, do your laundry, like, clean out your bathroom, like, clean off your desk, organize your closet, go through all your files on your laptop and sort those, like, all the stuff that's minor but would really help you, go through that, because it's going to help you in the long run. And again, you're probably not going to have this much free time again. So final thing that I want to close out with is what you can expect from us at the Pre-Dental Podcast. I know that we haven't been around much just because life's been so crazy. I know that Clayton will be in Arkansas at least for the next 2 weeks, unless they open up the clinics after that. I see them extending it, but who knows? I haven't been able to predict any of this. So we will have a Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes video that we recorded. I just got to finish editing it. That'll be out to you all soon on YouTube. And then I will make a video talking about the externship that I did over spring break. Not a video, but a recording. That way, you guys can figure out if an externship is something that you would potentially want to do once you're in dental school, or at least have an idea of what that looked like, because I went in pretty blindly just because there's not a ton of resources out there. So externship video, externship recording, Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes video, and then the very last thing is that stay safe, guys. Don't panic, you know, play some video games, like relax however you do best, and just know that this is all going to be over in a couple weeks or a couple months, and life will be back to normalcy in a bit. But please stay safe. Reach out to us if you have any questions. We're always on Instagram. That's a great way to get in touch with us. You can email us or find some other way to reach out to us. You know, carrier pigeons are great. You know, they can leave a note at the doorstep or something. But however you want to get in touch with us, we're here to help. You know, get ready for your applications. Those still should be opening because interviews don't really start until August or September anyways, and by then we should be good to go. But seriously, reach out to us, and we hope that you're all staying safe, and let us know if you have any questions. This is your host, Marco, and thank you for listening to the Pre-Dental Podcast.